Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. The end of life. Some people call it their bucket list being fulfilled. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Whether you call it your bucket list or your end of life checklist, this is what you really need to do in order to have all of your wishes in place. You need to review all insurance policies and beneficiary designations for them. You need to do a net worth statement. You also need to consult a certified financial planner and sign a living will or a living trust. Prepare and execute advance directives, a living will, and a medical power of attorney for your state. Keep these documents in an accessible place. Photocopy originals and give copies to doctors, family, clergy, and others who will be involved in your end-of-life care or needs. Create a financial inventory regarding possessions you want to go to whom upon your death. Yes, create a bucket list of any goals you want to accomplish and what they will cost. It's very important. Because regardless the concern that you might have about how you're going to spend the rest of your life, we know that it's important for someone we leave behind that they know what our wishes are. Because becoming suddenly single, if you're in a couple, can be a very overwhelming thing. Regardless the situation, remember, prepare by practicing the mind over money basics of protecting your assets. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.